This is Justin Michael Williams, and welcome to the Kingdom Podcast. I am enough. I am golden, baby. I am enough. I am enough. This is for everyone. All beliefs are welcome here. And so it doesn't matter if you call it God, spirit, the universe, crystals, science, or unicorns. You are welcome here. This is our moment to connect to something greater. This is our moment to remember how powerful we really are. Welcome to the kingdom. We begin each session with a prayer. Let's begin. Let's begin with our prayer. Hands over the heart. God, Spirit, all that is, all that has been, and all that ever will be, we thank you. Thank you for bringing us here together with everything going on in the world right now. We are grateful that we get to be here in community, in this global community from all over the world. We are grateful for our special guest today who's sitting right next to me off on the side waiting to come on. We're grateful for the connections, for one another, and for this safe space that we get to come to plug ourselves in and recharge with community every single week, all 857 of you. I love you. Thank you, Spirit. And now this is your moment to welcome in your personal prayer. I'll be silent for about 60 seconds. And you welcome in your personal prayer or your personal intention for the practice today. God, Spirit, Universe, all that is, all that has been, all that ever will be, we thank you. May all the words that are spoken today from us and in the chat box be used to serve the hearts and minds of all and for our greatest transformation. May any harm that's done or any trauma that's felt be used and repurposed for the greater good, for our transformation and our growth. May we feel the wisdom of our hearts. So it is. Ashe, Aho, Salam, Amen, Satnam, Om. Thank you. So here we are. So today's session is a very powerful session. Today's session is on the power of wisdom and how it is that we might tap into the truth of who we are, the truth of who you are, so that you can change your life and step into the fullness of your life. And as I was preparing for this session with our special guest today, I've looked at this word wisdom, right? This word that we all hear and see so much in our lives and we throw it around. I feel like the word wisdom, we kind of toss it around like, I don't know, vegan and gratitude and, you know, all these things of intuition, but without really taking a moment to pause and actually say, where is this rooted in? What is this coming from? Why do I even desire this in my life? And how is it going to help me transform? And where does the word itself come from? And ultimately, the question that I've been asking myself is, what does it even mean to have wisdom? It's something that people always like to throw at me all the time. Like, Justin, you have so much wisdom. You're so wise. And I said, well, what does that even mean to have wisdom? And where does it come from? Because I know one thing for sure is that we all have it. And our guest is going to help us dive into that a little deeper today. Before I bring her on, I looked up the definition of the word wisdom from a few different dictionaries. And what I found was this. One of the definitions is the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships. Look at that. Inner qualities, discerning that, and the inner relationships and the outer relationships that we have with all the different parts of ourselves. Another definition of wisdom is a generally accepted belief. This was my least favorite definition because I was like, well, I don't know. Some things are believed, but they're not the wisest things to believe, right? Like, for example, in Nazi Germany, all the Germans, the Nazis believing that Jews were bad, and it was a generally accepted belief. I don't know that I would call that very wise, right? But it comes from a specific place that you'll see us diving into today. We also see the definition of the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. And then also the soundness of an action that you take or a decision that you make with regard to the application of that experience, knowledge, or good judgment. So what actions? I love this part of the definition. It's like you may have the experience, you may have the knowledge, but then what actions are you taking in your life that are a reflection of all that you've learned from the experience, knowledge, and good judgment that you've built up? And then the final word and definition that I thought really sums it up with just this word that's really a synonym, insight. Insight. I just got the play on words here. And insight, if you just underline the word in, look how much wisdom has to do with seeing inside of you. Insight, sight within. So that we can then take that out into the world, into our lives. And you all know what I say so many times, over and over. You've heard me say this, and I'll continue to say it because it's important, is what doesn't heal repeats. What doesn't heal repeats. And so when we're using this time to gain our wisdom within ourselves and then sharing that out into the world, we're liberating ourselves and liberating others and changing the generations forward and back. Those of you who are in the liberation experience know I can preach about this all day. So I also checked this out. So y'all know that I can geek out on words and science and stuff sometimes, and I did that a little more than usual today. So let's look at the etymology of the word wisdom. So it has these two kind of sections together. Wise, which comes from Old English wit. Wit. And I thought that was interesting. And then dumb means master. And so I thought that when I put that together, I said, oh, that's really interesting. The way that we use wisdom is coming from these two words that come from being a master of wit. What does that actually mean? And so what I was really meditating on when I came to this is having wisdom and actually using our wisdom, that means that there's some kind of a trickster element to this. And so what is that trickster element? Well, it means that so many times we have these things in our lives that are coming in and coming in and trying to fool us and trying to fool us and staying in the same patterns, same conditions, same shit. Like I said, what doesn't heal repeats. And so when we have wisdom, we activate that wit, the master of our wit, to find our way through, almost like a trickster, to change for the generations forward and backward. And so this is a really interesting way to look at the word wisdom in a whole new way. How do you all feel now hearing wisdom described in this way? Has it shifted for you? Do you feel like you have that wisdom inside of you? Because right now, I'm going to introduce you all to somebody very special to me who I've been just dying to have on the kingdom for such a long time. And I'm going to put her name up on the slide right now so you can see why I laughed when I said insight, because her name is Vanessa In, with two N's. And Vanessa In is a guide who helps visionaries walk into their wildest dreams while making our world a better place. And Vanessa has worked with literally the biggest names on some of the world's greatest stage. If you could think of a pop star or a movie star right now in the world, I guarantee you Vanessa's probably worked with them. She's done over 35,000 sessions with some of the world's biggest visionaries, helping them step into their truth. And Vanessa recently stopped, well, actually about a decade ago, so not that recently, stopped taking on new clients, and really so that she could anchor into this blossoming in her own wisdom that was coming through of how does she now turn this into a book? How does she spread this wisdom out into the world, into the corners of the world where maybe it hasn't reached with her voice just yet? But it's reached Her wisdom has reached a lot of people, for example, through Pink. You guys will see this here. So this was an Instagram Live, Vanessa's first ever Instagram Live that she did with Pink, who all of you know. And it has 1.2 million views on her first ever Instagram Live. And Vanessa worked with Pink, or continues to work with Pink for a very long time now, with many other celebrities who will remain unnamed for right now. So Vanessa, I'd love to welcome you in to the kingdom as she comes in. Sits down next to us now. Come on in. And welcome. Vanessa, everybody say hi to Vanessa. Hey, come on close. Yeah, come on close. Come on close. Hello. Oh my gosh, we're here. So I'm going to turn the music down just so you all can hear Vanessa. And everybody say hello to Vanessa and give her all the kingdom love. She'll see it coming through and pouring through. And, you know, one of the things, Vanessa, that I think is a really interesting story is the fact that you have worked with these huge luminaries in the world. Mm-hmm. And your wisdom and the wisdom of you has obviously been almost injected in this way. That's probably the wrong word. Into them and then spread in these ways. But now, after you stop taking on these new clients and then learning and stepping into spreading your wisdom in a whole new way in a more public platform, it just feels like a big honor to have you here on this platform with hundreds of people right now. So I want to thank you and also ask you right off the jump, like, you had your first live session ever. First Instagram Live, y'all, with Pink.
I didn't know how to push the live button.
I taught her.
A friend of mine said, oh, you have a really great Instagram account. You did 5 posts 5 years ago. So I didn't even know what Instagram Live was.
So how did that even happen? How did it happen for you to even have a session like that with Pink and for her to, like, even come out? You know, I know a lot of the people you work with are hidden. So tell us the story.
Everybody's hidden. The story of Pink and I going live, and first of all, hello, everyone. Mm. It's nice to feel you. It's very nice to feel you. Was that she, you know, she's been, this is all revealed publicly through Good Morning America and the Today Show Now, and everywhere it got plastered. I went from all 35,000 sessions have been word of mouth. I never had a business card or a website. So I went from not being able to be Googled very much to, like, out into the public. And the reason, I've been working with her for 20 years, and she and her husband for 18. So all of that is, if you watch the live that she and I did, and it's on her site, you can see it. She'll reveal all of this. And the way that it came about was the way that all big, great things come about for me. And I believe that we all have the wisdom and the potential inside of us to do this. When April happened and we were in COVID in lockdown, and I prayed intensely to the universe, you know, to my God, and said, use me to be of service. And I want to do this for free, and I want it to be in the greatest platform that can possibly be. And I did that for about 4 hours, deeply and reverently, and then just let it go. And I went to bed around 9 o'clock. And, I would never ask any of my clients for any favors. That's not something I've done. I've been doing this for almost 40 years. And so when I woke up in the morning, the very first email that I opened up was from Alicia. That's her
That's real Pink's name. Real name.
So we'll call her Alicia. Yeah. Was from Alicia, and she said, I have this harebrained idea. You might not want to do it. She said, but why don't you come on Instagram Live and I'll reveal to the world you have my secret weapon and you've been working with Carrie and I. And immediately I said yes. And then the scaredy cat inside of me said, oh no, I don't know how to do this, right? But I knew it was an answer to the universe. I knew that it was what was meant to be and to do. And so I thought maybe 5 or 10,000 people would see that one.
Yeah. And I remember you called me and you said, how many people do you think will watch? I don't know, maybe 1,000, maybe 1.2 million on her first live.
Yeah. So So the idea, and it was really fun. And the nice thing is that there's a lot of mutual respect. And then all of a sudden it went wild with the next morning people texting me saying, oh my God, it's all over the place. It's all over the news and everything. And then Good Morning America started calling. And the reason I'm telling this story is that I ignored their emails, and then they texted me, and then they phoned me, and I finally was like, I called them back. I said, is this for your website or something? What do you want? And they said, no, we want it for Monday morning. We want to interview you for the live nationwide show, top billing at 8 o'clock. And I went, oh dear. I said, you know, I don't have talking points. I am not a talking point person. And they said, that's okay. And I said, and I'm not going to talk about my clients. And they said, that's okay. And the most beautiful thing that happened was, and this is not always the case, especially where celebrities are involved or where there's marriage involved, that it was completely positive. And if you get a chance to see it, it was completely positive about Alicia, about Carrie, about my work. And so that just says to say, you know, if we tap into this deep part of us, in all of us, that has this wisdom, and which is the very most important part of our wisdom, is connected to the whole universe.
Yeah.
And so when we go deep inside of that place and we just get rid of all the things, you know, we can connect to that place. And
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
so beautiful. That's that story.
No, it's an amazing story. And she's going to tell a few more stories. And I just want you all to know what's coming today. We're going to have a very powerful session with Vanessa. I sat and planned with her last night. And we're going to go through some tools that you're going to use to get some of the top tools that she uses in her with her clients, and then also in a series that she has on her Instagram and on her website that I'll give you all the link to a little bit later, called Essential Conversations. And we're taking two, or really three actually, of the most essential practices from her work and from her series to help all of you today get some of this wisdom with Vanessa and wake up to the wisdom inside of all of you.
Wisdom,
how to tap
really.
Into your wisdom. So we're going to talk a little bit in the beginning so you can get an understanding of Vanessa and who she is as we're bringing her and welcoming her into our community. And then we're going to dive into some practices together throughout the whole time. So I know you're used to doing a practice at the end. Mm-hmm. This will be a little bit more talking, practice, and then we'll tie it all up at the end with an action item and then a link for you to get more from Vanessa for those of you who want to dive a little bit deeper. So Vanessa, I think I cannot let this moment pass without you telling my audience, or our audience, really, the kingdom, about your near-death experience and what that has woken up in you for your path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I do believe, and I think this is an audience that I can speak very honestly to. I think
they're loving you in here. Do you already see some? Diara said, 40, did she say 40 years? Hold on, let's talk about her skin.
Thank you. It's my mom. So I'm 64, and 60 years ago, I was very, very blessed with a near-death experience, a near-death drowning.
I love that you say blessed.
Oh, definitely. It was like a download of information, because at 4 years old, I didn't know how to swim. I chased my dad into the lake. My mom was busy with my younger siblings, and my dad didn't know. And I just went, oh, that looks like fun, and just ran down the beach and jumped in. But it was a boat lake, so I was in over my head very, very fast. And didn't know how to swim. And at 4 years old, I was about four and a half. You don't know that. I didn't know I was dying. I didn't know that I was in trouble, really. I didn't know what death was. I didn't know what life was. I didn't know, you know, you don't have those concepts yet. And I knew that if I could just touch the bottom or just reach up, get my mouth above the water, but I didn't even know how to move my arms to do that. So my arms were just down to my side and I was just bobbing. And all of a sudden, you know, there's some of those days where it's just really brilliantly sunny out, and the sun was coming down through the lake, and I just became mesmerized with that, and I just transfixed, and all of a sudden, the sun, light, and I became one, completely boundaryless. And then the water and I became one, and the undulations and darkness of sand, of the sand and the shadows on the bottom. And it was as if the feeling was as if everything was just moving bits of energy. It was very quantum physics. So, and then what I felt in feeling that kind of oneness and that boundarylessness was then I felt profound love for my family on the shore. And not just a desperate love, not like anything like that. It was way beyond a four-year-old girl, way beyond a human capacity or thought of love.
Yeah.
And it was just profound love for my family, and then love for my town, and then love for the whole world, never even having thought that there was a world.
Right, you're four.
Big. I'm four.
Yeah, you're four. Yeah.
And so this all was, so it was kind of like a combination of quantum physics meets Buddhism, you know, everything was one, meets Christianity, love. I mean, it was all just right there. And so I was rescued, you know, within, you know, 45 seconds, a minute of my life. My dad rescued me. My mom didn't know how to swim.
Oh.
So she had to scream for my dad, and he was out by the boat, and he came over. But the nice thing was is that I wasn't rescued before I'd had this experience.
Right.
And I didn't die. So I was meant to be here, and I was meant to be here with that download, that baptism, so to speak.
An actual, like,
the, like an actual baptism. That's
wow.
How I feel it. That's how I think about it. And so then the rest of my life was just find. I thought everybody, you know, kind of felt the way that I felt in life. Because once you have a near-death experience, especially when you're a child, you feel and see the world very differently.
Yeah.
You know, I'm human, I'm flawed, and, you know, just like everyone else. But I'm also very much tuned into all of this wisdom, you know, but it's not like a heady thing. It's an embodied thing. Mm. It's like feeling it in a deep way, what we all do when we meditate or sing or dance or right. Just like when we tap or we're in nature.
Yeah. Can I say the thing that a couple nights ago that we had said to that architect that we were talking to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember. But
so we were talking to an architect the other day, and the architect was talking about how when he draws the plans of a house, he can imagine the whole house. Like when it's before it's even built, he can imagine every single thing. And when the house is built, nothing is a surprise to him because he can see the whole thing in his mind all the way through. And I thought that was amazing because if I even am trying to buy a pillow for my house, literally, if I'm like, should it be yellow or blue? I got to buy both of them, take them home, and take one back, you know? And Vanessa, what I've always found with you and what you named even that night was that skill that the architect has is being able to see the whole house. Mm-hmm. You have that skill with people and being able to see into their lives, even in some of the places that they're not recognizing and seeing far in. And that, do you think that comes from this gift of your near-death experience?
I definitely think so, because I just like in the thing, it was like everything was moving bits of energy. I've always felt like everything, all the knowledge, all the information, it doesn't stop at our skull or at our being, you know, it's all available. And when we, you know, that's what intuition is, right? Or insight is, we're getting quiet enough to listen. And I call it radically listen, like where we can radically listen. And so it's just, I become very calm. And I always, again, I'm just speaking, you know, woo-woo vernacular here.
You can go woo with us. Yeah.
So I always felt when someone was sitting across from me, I also had the gift because of I saw the essence of people and their soul. I never was starstruck. I've never had that. And I never felt that way. It was just a human being. And so I would feel like their higher self, you know, they would tell me all the things that they wanted to tell me. And then all the, you know, the body language or the, you know, micro emotions or these things or their dreams or all of that. Of course, that's all the layers and all the dimensions that we normally pick up on. But I always experienced that their higher self was telling my higher self, and I would pick up on all the things that I trained myself, you know, to also be able to do, that would come through, and then I would have an insight and be able to move around in kind of a 10-dimensional way.
And help them activate that wisdom inside of them. Because
well,
really,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, and I love this connection. I've never thought about it this way, Vanessa, but it's what you just said is their higher self is speaking to your higher self, and then your higher self is giving you a message to give to them. So what you're doing when you're working with people And what she's going to do with us today even is you're helping people access that space absolutely. Of their own higher self.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not about you your gift and the special.
No.
It's about you help using your gift to help wake that up in them.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. And the thing is that, you know, people would often sort of, a couple of different things. They would first sort of say, wow, you have no agenda. And, you know, like a methodical thing or a thought out thing or a 10 steps thing, or, you know, you have to sign up for, you know, 4 months and you have to do this. And I'm like, why would I do that? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to, you know, have you get in touch with yourself. And then, you know, we'll all the little crisis that you're maybe coming in with. Yeah, we can get that in 2 to 6 months, but we're here for a much bigger thing. And I would say, oh, I have an agenda, because we always have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Every human being on the planet, every animal, every plant, everything has an agenda. And my agenda was to help people, you know, to get to the core essence of who they really were.
Yeah.
And that then they could take their gifts, their talents that they're built for out into the world so that they could also make the world a better place. And that was always my agenda. That was my prayer. That was my agenda. And it seemed to go pretty well.
Mm. We are so lucky, y'all, to have Vanessa here today.
No,
we're
lucky.
So
I'm
lucky.
Lucky one. I love this one.
We're so lucky. So, let's talk about essence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know one of the things that you've talked about in the Essential Conversation series was this topic of essence and how essence actually helps us even get an understanding of tapping into that higher self and wisdom. Mm-hmm. So, what is your definition? Your definition of essence. Not the magazine. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's really good. You know, I think that I've always, because I had this experience, anything that isn't our, we're all born with an essence. We are born with an essence. We are born with a personal essence. If you think about, you know, a rose is a slightly different essence than a lavender plant, than an oak tree. It's all, than a rock, you know, than a human, than a dog. And so we all have an essential nature, an essence to us that is, you know, universe given. And it's almost like a little wave in the ocean of divine essence. And so it's, if you imagine, it's like this divine essence, this big ocean of energy, of beauty, of love. And then it comes down into our own human self, right? Our own soul. And deep down inside, that's indestructible. It's unhurtable. I use words that don't exist. It is
unshakable.
It's unshakable.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's like they say, like deep down inside the ocean, way down, I don't remember how far, but there are no waves.
Mm-hmm.
And so there can be all these waves up on the top, but deep down inside, there are no waves. And so that part of us, it's really important to remember that is there no matter what. No matter what. And, you know, some days we forget about that. And it's to remember that it's there in other people.
Mm.
That it's there. And
pause on that for 1 second, because that's really important.
Yeah.
Especially with what's going on in the world right now. And the people that we deal with in our lives who are sometimes causing us harm.
Yes.
To also remember that it is inside of them
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And it might be a little bit hidden or
a lot of it hidden.
You know, so, but the idea is we have to start where we are. And that's the thing is, like, you know, when people come in, everybody would find me by, like, somebody who was working with me or something like that. And they would say, oh, you know, this person helped me. And so they were just given a phone number with a name and they would call me and we'd have a 5-minute phone call. And I would see if we were a match, because I'm very direct. I'm very opinionated. I really want people to take action and move forward. And yet I don't care what they came in with, what problem. There's zero judgment. As long as they knew that they could get to this place of loving themselves and taking action towards that horizon, then I would roll up my sleeves
and say, let's jump in.
And and also they have to laugh at my silly, you know, humor. But in seriousness, you know, most of the people I've worked with for over 15, 20, 25 years, 30 years. And so it's, you know, we've gone on a beautiful journey together.
That's amazing. And so when we talk about essence, And we think, so are you saying that the essence itself mm-hmm. is that thing that comes mm-hmm. down into us mm-hmm. and then blossoms differently like a rose
Absolutely.
Or a lavender? And that same essence is the same thing in the metaphor as like the deepest part of the ocean.
Yes. And that's why we're all one. We're all connected to the divine.
Right.
We're all just a whole bunch of, you know, subatomic particles.
Totally.
Whizzing around.
Stardust.
Right. We're just stardust.
Stardust.
And so we're actually not separated. And that's what happened at 4 years old. Was right. that we are not separated.
That's the
anything.
Tie. So you had that
anything.
Moment of going,
yes.
whoa,
yes.
every single thing is connected.
Everything.
So, okay, so how do we then start
And then
to
I talk? Just, yeah, and I want to just read. Here's like the definition of essence,
okay.
which is sometimes it's nice to have things cognitive while we're then embodying, because, and I want to say one more thing about wisdom. I also feel that wisdom is when we take it from cognitive
mm-hmm.
and a mental thing, and we take it down and we embody it. And it just, boom, that insight happens. Everything comes together, and some things fall apart. But basically, the right stuff comes together, and we're changed forever.
Yeah.
That's what the embodiment of wisdom is. And so many times when I'm working with someone, it's sort of like, oh, wow, okay, good. You understand cognitively what I'm talking about, because that's important. We have a cognitive mind, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful as humans. And yet I go, okay, now you don't own it yet. You don't own it yet. So it's sort of like, and when you do, you'll know. And then to tell them to like, let it then ripple out into their life.
I love saying that it's a difference between knowing about something
yes.
and knowing something.
Yes.
You're like really deeply knowing. So yes. what do you have? And so, I didn't tell her that I was pulling definitions, y'all. So we're here together
yeah,
with the
exactly.
definition game today.
No, I pulled this just 5 minutes before we got up. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to read this. And it's big enough print. I don't have to put my glasses on for this one. Essence of anything is its truest and most natural form. It has the potential to bring forth its absolute best.
Mm.
This is the definition of essence. It has the potential to bring forth its absolute best. It perseveres no matter the circumstances.
Wow.
It exists without boundaries. It liberates. It embraces. It provides purpose. It is limitless potential. So whether you're the essence of lavender becoming itself or an oak tree becoming itself, it has limitless potential to be its essential nature.
That landed in me
Get
really
some
strong.
Goosebumps.
That
yeah.
landed in me really strong. And I'm feeling like mm-hmm. also what happens, and I know we'll probably get into this later, when we start trying to use that essence and we're a rose and we're trying to be lavender.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay, so I'm like, I felt that in myself. I was like, uh-oh.
Well, that's a silly thing, isn't it? When we think about it, I always think about like, you know, because of this near-death experience, I always look for metaphors, poems, ideas, you know, songs, like intellectual things, you know, psychologists, you know, I'm always looking for things that say the same thing as that happened to me at 4 years old. Anything that has the true essence
mm-hmm.
of that vibration.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and
so take us in.
And I'd love to read a Rumi poem.
Ah, we're getting a poem
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yes, which I think is extremely important. So if you could put your hand over your heart and take a deep breath. This is Rumi, 14th century poet. I'm sure you're all familiar with him. What was said to the rose, what was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest. What was told the cypress that made it strong and straight, what was whispered the jasmine so it was what it is, whatever made the sugar cane sweet, whatever was said to the inhabitants of the town of Shigil in Turkestan that makes them so handsome, whatever lets the pomegranate flower blush, like a human face, that is being said to me now. I blush. Whatever put eloquence in language, that's happening here. The great warehouse doors open. I fill with gratitude, chewing a piece of sugar cane, in love with the one to whom every that belongs. So take a deep breath and say, I am here. and say it out loud. What was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest.
What was said to the rose that made it open was said to me in my chest.
So you see, it's very simple, actually, and all great truths, all mathematical formulas I hear even from the great physicists are beautiful and simple, even if it's very complex. And so your essence is very simple. Okay, so just remember that even on the hardest days, it's there, and to connect with it is very simple. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't believe that right now, please know that that's true.
Do you want to guide us through a little essence practice?
Yeah, so. I'm just feeling you. So close your eyes, if you will. And just take some nice deep breaths and feel into your body and bring your whole self here right now. All of your human self. And we're many, many, many different aspects, like a diamond of all its facets of our human self. And then this essence of us is underneath that and radiates out. It's like a light that radiates out through the facets of the diamond, out into everything, out into your thoughts, out into your emotions, out into your work, into the people around you. So just take a breath and listen to the possibility of hearing and feeling that sense of essence in you. You were born with it. It's always been there. You've never been without it. How beautiful is that? And there are many emotions that you might feel while you tap into this. Could be just maybe all at once, even jubilant, grateful, even tears. All of them are perfect. And feel that essence of you in the core of your being, the core, quintessential part of your being. And then imagining just from the divine essence of everything that is, every that is, from far beyond all the galaxies put together, the billions of galaxies, whatever the intelligence is that's far greater than anything we can imagine, that divine essence comes down through you, through the top of your head, down through into the heart, into your core, into your body, the core essence of you, and radiates out. And all it wants for you is to be you. All it wants from you is to love and connect and remember this essence every day. So again, say, I am here.
I am here.
I am here. And then say, we are all here.
We are all here.
And that which is greater than the sum of the parts. We are all the parts, but that which is greater than the sum of the parts, the gestalt, is here, the divine essence. You can just feel that. Here. Just say the divine is here.
The divine is here. Your time,
that's
y'all.
Good,
take your time, y'all. When you said the divine is here, I had this interesting experience. I don't know if anybody else had this, of feeling like when I said the divine is here, like I felt the divine around me, to then almost immediately at the same time after I said it, feeling it within me, like with my hand over my heart saying, it's here. And that's the beautiful thing is we're constantly, and this is what I love about your work, Vanessa, like we're constantly taught to look outside of ourselves.
We're constantly taught that that doesn't exist, what we just did, that it doesn't even exist.
Yeah. And so then we look outside of ourselves.
Of course.
But you're reminding us that it's inside of each of us.
Yeah.
You want to reflect on that at all?
Yeah, no, it's all, you felt it. That's it. You know, that's, it's simple. Like I said, it's simple. And it's really important to remember that it's that simple because life is very complicated and life is very complex. And being a human being on planet Earth is very challenging, right? So that can maybe lead us into the next part and what someone referenced later on, you know, that we're, you know, our world doesn't embrace this yet. Not yet. And we have to know that, not yet. Because I believe we are here now. I believe that I'm still here and not have transitioned 60 years ago because I'm a part of the being here now, even though it's a crazy world in 2020, that it is perfect because we're here to birth the new humanity, the wiser humanity. We are all here right now to do that as whatever age you are, we are here to do that together. And whatever race you are, socioeconomic, gender, you know, orientation, it doesn't matter whether you're rich or you're poor, whatever religion, you know, it doesn't matter. We're all here to access this wisdom to bring about a wiser earth. Now, what happens along the way, let's talk about a little bit about being human, because for me, I was gifted with this, lovely download baptism. And yet what I saw early on was just like, oh, my goodness, why are people fighting? Why are my parents fighting? Why are kids in school, you know, kind of gossiping and being mean to each other? It didn't make sense to me. It was very difficult for me. I was extremely sensitive. And so as I moved, and I was very quiet. I was very, very quiet, very introvert, very quiet, didn't speak a lot and was just an observer. And then later on, I sort of was I knew that I wanted to help people to connect to their essence, but I also knew that I wanted to, without even necessarily talking about the things we're talking about today, connect in and help people in their human place, right? So whatever they're dealing with, what we'll do is go, okay, what is it that's blocking it? And so many of you know, I know Justin's work well, you know, talking about all the biases, all the things that were, you know, conditioned to believe is our identity. And whether that's done, there are many ways that that's done, whether it's the from our parents, from our siblings, from our town, from our gender, from our culture, from the world, you know, patriarchal, racist, you know, place that we live in on the planet, that there are many rules that contort us, that bend us, that if we don't do those, we're either punished. If we don't contort and either become like them or shut the fuck up, then, you know, we're going to be punished by those systems.
Yeah.
And they're very institutionalized. And this is the beauty about 2020 is it's like, yes, holy cow, they are, you know, being revealed. It's so, as horrible as this year is, it makes me so happy that that is happening.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that I'm still alive to see that reveals happening. And so, all of these things that are in the way, I have an acronym because everything is a story.
I'm going to put the acronym up. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, don't put it up just yet.
Okay, you tell me when. Yeah. You tell me when.
That what I believe is that everything's a story, and story is everything. Everything's a story, and story is everything. So as you start to build your story from your truest essence of who you are unfolding like that rose, that you want to be your story, your birthright, your essence unfolding and, right, and evolving and becoming more emotionally intelligent, all of it, all beautiful, yes? And so the opposite of that is all the contortion. And it's just stories. They're just stories. All the isms are stories built up into structures, built up into institutions. They're just stories. And so what we have to do is recognize those. So now you can put the acronym.
Now I can put the acronym.
I made an acronym about this. I said,
and I love it.
It's just a, I'm going to swear on this one.
Yeah, I told her she's allowed to swear. Okay, so what is
usually
it?
Usually I say more milder PG ones, but he told me I should use the real one. Just a fucking story. And if you're someplace else, you can say just a freaking story or just a false story.
Or Jaffs, as you like to call it.
I like to call it Jaffs. And for people who, you know, as we move through and I explain what that was, then you'll see in the Essential Conversations on the Instagram, people call it Jaffs now. That's the short, because it's to find what are the Jaffs in your life and just go, oh, wow, there's a Jaff. There's another Jaff. There's another Jaff. There's another Jaff. There's another Jaff.
You know, I'm thinking, Vanessa, and I know we're going to dig deeper into this, but, you know, I talked about this in my Ending Racism article. We talk about this with everything all the time.
Yes.
All of it, what's hard for us to believe because we're inside of it, mm-hmm. is like all of it, even our concepts of gender.
Yes.
Even our concepts of race.
Yes.
Even our concepts, they're all socially constructed stories.
They've been fucked with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and even honestly, even some of the science place we're in right now, which is that some scientists is like that there is no soul, it's just sort of chemistry or biology in the brain moving mm-hmm. around and mm-hmm. that, so you might as well just do anything you want to do because nothing matters. And it's like, oh my, no.
Yeah. Right. So let's dig into Jaffs a little bit deeper. Awesome. So help people understand, understand it a little bit more.
Well,
now that they know the language.
When we're a child, we're much more connected to essence. We're much more connected to the divine essence. So when we're a child, we kind of know instinctually that doesn't feel right. That feels wrong. That doesn't feel right. And so, but by the time we're, you know, 6, 7, 8, and then on up through, we start to go, you know, because we don't want to be kicked out. We're part of a tribe. We're a culture of gatherers, right? And so we don't want to be kicked out of the tribe. And this is all unconscious.
Yeah.
And so what we do is to get back to, no, that doesn't feel right. And we know we have that wisdom inside of us. We absolutely know. And it's to give permission. You know, you give permission. And I want to give you permission today to just say no more Jaffs in my life.
No more Jaffs.
No more Jaffs. And to also be very patient, because some Jaffs are easy to just go, ooh, that one's out, right? I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to, you know. And then other Jaffs, you know, of like where we're trying to cope in unhealthy ways that block us from connecting to our essence and to the divine essence. That's the reason we need to get rid of them, mm-hmm. you know. And some of them last for, you know, decades. We see them and, you know, so we have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And patience and love. And courage and boldness. So should we do a little exercise?
Yeah, we're going to do another little practice now on Jaffs.
So if you can close your eyes again and put your hand in your heart, say, I am here.
I am here.
I am here. I am here. And I am going to remember my essence. And I'm connected to divine essence. So feel that. And it's not my fault that there are Jaffs in the world. It's only my responsibility to wake up and to see them clearly See all the isms, all the man-made, constructed identities that are not healthy, that are not wise, that don't have wisdom. And they're here, and we all deal with them, both in the bigger picture and in our own personal lives. So just take a moment to let your subconscious, your mind, say, ooh, there's three Jeffs right there. 10 might come to you. 1 might come to you. And just let them appear. And remember, they're appearing sometimes on the outside, sometimes they're on the inside, beliefs that we've believed about ourselves that are not true. It's just a fucking story. And sometimes, again, you might have any human emotion. You might laugh, you might feel angry, you might feel scared, you might feel sad. It's okay. But just keep saying, it's just a fucking story. No more. And say inside to yourself, I am willing to see them. I want to see the truth. I want to see the truth of my essence. I want to see the truth of any Jeffs in my life. I want to see the truth of any institutionalized isms and Jeffs. I am here now to do this on planet Earth. It is now. And I am completely ready, willing, and able to do this. And I love myself. Even though there are jabs, even though I've bought into them, even though other people have bought into them. And I forgive people for believing their jobs. Just a fucking story. Everything's a story, and story is everything. You get to write the story, and we as a humanity right now get to write a wiser humanity.
Holy moly. I don't know about you all, but I went really, I went really deep right there.
It's very, it should feel very emotional. It should feel, have its own goosebumps. Whenever we approach the sacred, there is commotion, and we'll be scared, you know. So it'll be the sacred creates a lot of commotion and a lot of emotion, and goosebumps. But it's okay. That's when you know you're getting close to your wisdom.
I'd love for you all to just type in anything that came up for you. Mm-hmm. As I bring myself back to be with you all, I'm like, Vanessa, I'm going to have to talk to you about something after this.
And remember, it's okay and it's normal to feel angry about Jeffs, like the ones we've been put on us, or where we contorted or lost so much time in life, and angry at others for the Jeffs. And some people can move through their Jeffs quickly, and some just... it might be a whole lifetime.
Yeah.
And so we can. It's okay to feel angry. But remember, don't identify with the anger, because then you're just staying in the disempowerment of that Jeff story still.
Yeah.
So don't, this is where it's like, don't take it personally. Just feel the human emotions, but then just sort of go, oh yeah. And then there's my essence, and there's the story that I am writing from my essence, what I am here to do, what I want. What, and when another one that I love to use, as you know, what wags my tail? I'm a big dog person. And dogs are very clear what makes them happy and what doesn't. They wag their tail or they don't. And remember, the most important thing is always that we affirm to ourselves, yes, and that let as most as best we can each day, like wake up and go, tap into your essence, and then go, okay, no more jazz. I'm going to keep working on those, right? Deconstructing those stories inside and outside, and yet just letting it ripple out. How do I just become quiet? You know, whether it's in a conversation I'm going to have, or a piece of work I'm doing, or creativity that I'm doing, you know, or conflict that I'm having, how do I tap in first and then come from that place?
That's beautiful. How do we tie this together now?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I want to read one little thing.
Yeah.
Two little things. One is, when I looked up the, you know, the definition of essence, the opposite of essence, and this will give us a little idea of what Jaffs are too, and whether they're inside or outside. The opposite of essence is insignificance, surfacey, meaninglessness, nothing, unimportance, non-existence. That is the opposite of essence. So anything, you can tell, like when you really start deconstructing a Jaff, it's bullshit. It's just BS. There's nothing really there. If we even look at racism, which you're deeply working on, there's nothing there when you really go back.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of history of it in our human world.
A whole lot
world.
Of bullshit built upon
bullshit
this
upon
thing of black
thing
and white
thing.
That doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
Because there are no black and white anything.
Or age.
Or yeah, totally.
Right?
totally.
Or gender.
Yeah.
Or any of it. So you'll sort of start to see that it's surfacey, it's insignificant, it's meaningless. Which is the opposite of your essence. And so one other thing, that this is a quote by Virginia Satir, and then I'll do one little last meditation with you. Virginia Satir said, and we all know this as children, "I believe the greatest gift I can conceive of having from anyone is to be seen by them, heard by them, to be understood and touched by them."
Can you do that one more time?
I believe, Virginia Satir, I believe the greatest gift, and remember this, as a child, we all felt this, right? And we still have that, and we want to be seen as our true self. But most importantly, as I read this again, our true essence just wants us to see us. I believe the greatest gift I can conceive of having from anyone, and I'll add in, including myself, is to be seen by them, by me. Heard by them, by me, to be understood and touched by them, by me. Truth, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Truth. Mm-hmm. Simple. Jaffs are very complicated, but really they're just, they're like junk food, really. Even though we're, you know, like I said, the punishment and the retaliation is very real. And that is killed, hurt, maimed, abused so many millions of humans around the world and the earth, and raped the earth. And but we're here now to sort of go, no more, no more Jaffs, in whatever little tiny way we're built to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, and each of us is built to do something about that. So we'll do one little.
One last practice. We have time.
Okay.
We're good.
Right.
Yeah, we have time. We'll do one last practice. Yeah.
He said an hour goes by. I said, oh, I usually only did 20 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And he said an hour goes by fast. I go, oh, it seems like a really long time.
It's quick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's do one where we kind of pull them together just to let it anchor into ourselves, and place your hand over your heart. I am here. Oh my, I am here.
I am here.
I am at my core, quintessential being, my essence, like the rose, like the lavender, like the oak tree, like the rock, like the palm tree, like the ocean, like light, like a star. And put your hand kind of on the outside like this, kind of on the outside. Just open your eyes for a second. Yeah, where you're saying, and the Jaffs are out there. Even though some of the Jaffs may be inside you, beliefs that you have drank the poison and it's okay because you can vomit it out. But right now we're putting no more Jaffs. The Jaffs are out there. It's just a fucking story. And the hand that's on your heart, I am here. I am here for a reason. I'm alive now on this planet for a reason. I love myself. Just let both of your hands down. Open your eyes when you're ready. That was beautiful.
I like don't want to move it. I'm like, stay.
I know.
Stay.
No. And sometimes they're literally on the outside. And sometimes we've ingested them, right? And so they're never touching our essence. That's why I wanted you to separate them. Even if they're inside in beliefs, they're never touching the essence ever. Or anyone else's.
Vanessa, is there anything you want to leave us with? Anything else, I guess I'd say.
I think so. I think, first of all, it's to say so much gratitude to all of you for being here. First of all, on the planet, and that we're all together. We're all in this river together, and we're all walking each other home. And that thank you for doing the hard work of, you know, being here and working, you know, in your lives. And I want to say thank you to you. I love you.
I love you.
And there are many Jaffs people that show up in our lives, and then there are people that, you know, recognize everything and really truly see each other's true essence. And we're lucky to have had that.
Yeah. With each other and then with all of you. And I just want to thank you, Vanessa. I'm going to just look at you and just thank you so much for showing up in the way that you are, like who you are in the world, not in the world, who you are is so amazing and incredible and such a gift to my life and to all of us. And so thank you for showing up and spreading your vision and stepping past your Jaffs and your fears so that we can all receive this wisdom and access the wisdom within ourselves. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for being here with us. And everybody, show Vanessa all of you, the love and connection that you can. Show Vanessa. And we just want to thank, there we go, everybody's thanking you from the bottom of their heart. And I want to put up some information. So Vanessa stopped taking clients 10 years ago. So I know so many of you are already thinking, how do I work with Vanessa? So this is the thing. But what she's committed to now in this season of her life is stepping in and giving this wisdom out to all of us in so many ways. And so she created this incredible series called Essential Conversations. And you can get the series on, I'm going to put you there. We can get the series by going to her website, www.vanessain.co, not com, vanessain.co. And if you go there, you can put in your email address and you'll get updates from Vanessa and her whole Essential Conversation series. And you can also go to her Instagram, at InVanessa, InVanessa. And you can keep in touch. Vanessa puts out some incredible,
The Essential Conversations, things. There were 10 of them over 10 weeks. But on the Instagram, there's lots of love notes.
Yeah, lots of amazing
lots of love notes.
And so what I want to do just as we go is, Vanessa, if you can give everybody one little action step that they can take now as they move forward into their life. This is what we call our power action.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. So I love homework. saying I commit every single morning before I get out of bed to feel my essence, to feel into it, to be grateful for it, and that it has been there since before you were born, and it's connected to divine essence.
Beautiful.
And also one more,
go ahead.
You know, which is, and I commit to no more Jaffs. And I also, I want the truth. I want the truth.
And let's do our little golden nugget practice. So I'm slipping it back to me for just, actually, I don't even need to slip it back to me. I'll put us both here. So our little golden nugget practice, what we do at every session is just put your hands over your heart, close your eyes, and you got a lot of information today. So if you just take a moment to pause, and if there was one thing that you could take away today to share with the people that you love and also just to share with yourself, to commit it into your heart, to that place of deep knowing, what is the one main takeaway, the one golden nugget that you want to take with you today from today's session with Vanessa? And just think of it for 30 seconds. It takes about 30 to 45 seconds to commit something to the long-term memory. Conscious thought. And then type it into the chat box and we'll see a cascade as we close of golden nuggets coming through. And I love all of your commitments here. Look at this. I commit, I commit, I commit, and I want to see the truth, and I want to see the truth. And this is so beautiful and so incredible. And here are your takeaways. It's just a fucking story. I commit to no more jabs, no more jabs. Deep listening to my, everybody's like, no more jabs, no more jabs. I want the truth. I commit to embrace forgiveness, having believed and perpetuated jabs, forgiving people for believing their jabs.
Yes.
Yes. To truly know it. Deep down in the ocean, there are no waves.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking story.
I am not my stories, and the people I know and love are not their stories. And we are all connected far beyond that realm. Yes, 100%. That's the truth.
I love this.
We're also here dealing with Jeffs.
And we're also here dealing with Jeffs. Yes. And Paula says, today is the prologue to my new story.
Beautiful. That's nice.
It's really beautiful. We love you all. We're seeing all of your comments coming through, and I just want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for being here with Vanessa and I today, and I hope you follow up with Vanessa to see so much more information and love notes and essential conversations that will help you tap into your own wisdom. Having her here today is a true gift, really, a true gift. And I just thank you. I don't even have the words. I know you can probably tell that.
Words,
I don't have the words, but I hope you can feel it. And so everybody, this today is our session on the power of wisdom. And I love you, and I thank you, and I honor you. And I'll do something that I don't normally do, but Vanessa, would you mind closing us out with our closing blessing?
Oh,
would you be
yes,
okay
I'd love
with that?
To do that. May we all, from this moment forward, be blessed with a new baptism that connects us to the true essence of who we really are and to the true divine essence. May we all know that we have the courage to do what we need to do while we're here, to create what we need to create, to make the world a better place. And may we all know that we can boldly be our real self, and that we're not doing this alone. We have each other, and we also have many infinite angels and intelligence that helps us. Blessings.
May we be happy. May we be free. And may we all find peace and really remember the truth of who we are. Thank you all so much for being here with us today. It's really an honor, Vanessa, and thank you all for letting us into your hearts and into your minds, and hopefully today helped connect you into that source of wisdom and essence that lives inside of you. This is Justin Michael Williams signing out, and I'll meet you right here in this special place in our next session. Bye for now. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to rate it or subscribe. But most importantly, to send this episode to a friend or to someone you love. The only way we're going to see change in this world is by each of us spreading messages of hope into the corners of the world where only you can reach. So send this today to someone who needs it. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. This is Justin Michael Williams, signing out. I love you, and I'll meet you right here in this special place in our next episode, where we rise together.